But as promised, we are joined right now by the head coach of the world champion Los Angeles Lakers. He is in his first season with the Lakers. He is a two-time head coach of the All-Star Game. He led them to the best record in the Western Conference. He led them to their 17th championship on Sunday night. He is Frank Vogel. Frank, it is so good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Jim Rome, how you doing? I'm well.
Frank Vogel, it is so good to hear your voice, and it's great to have you back. Let me ask you first, you described winning that championship as, quote, the greatest feeling in the world. How would you describe, Frank, the initial feeling, and then a couple of days later, has it fully sunk in yet?
Yeah, you just mentioned it about the initial feeling. It was euphoric, and, you know, that's from a professional career standpoint and a basketball competitor standpoint. You know, it's the top of the mountain. It's just the most incredible feeling in the world. So really excited to be able to get there. I don't think it's really sunk in yet. You know, we're not going to have a parade, it looks like. So I think that could have been the moment where, it all starts to sink in. But, right now it's just we're just taking it in stride and really happy with the accomplishment.
Lakers head coach Frank Vogel is joining us once again. You know, Frank, with respect to this, and I understand that it hasn't fully sunk in yet, but as you look back on that championship and you look back on that playoff run, what are the types of moments and memories that jump out to you the most, at least at this point?
You know, I think there was a lot of steps along the way where our team continued to work together and grow, in particular in the film room, you know, where you know, obviously you present a plan for the team the beginning of the year, and you know, you know it's going to be tweaked throughout the year and improved upon, and you know, all those moments of collaboration with the players about the way, you know, the right way to tie the strings together and tighten things up on the court, you know, and then just seeing it all come together in just winning these games, you know, I think those are the moments I remember the most.
We're talking to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. You know, after winning it all, you said LeBron, quote, is the greatest player the basketball universe has ever seen. And if you think you know, you don't know, okay? And so you're around him every day. You're coaching him. You're seeing his mind. You're seeing his adjustments. You're seeing the way he leads the group, end quote. So let me ask you this in the form of a question, Frank. What's it like to be around him every day? And what did you see that maybe you had not seen from him before?
Well, just the intelligence and the intellectual factor of what he brings to the table. You know the physical dominance that he has, and you always know he has got a mind for the game from competing against him. And obviously, he's the most documented, well-documented player of the last generation. But you know, to see him behind the scenes talking about coverages and offensive spacing and just the way we're going to play. Contributing on a daily basis, really as a great partner. He just has an unbelievable feel for the game of basketball and what creates winning basketball. And the ability to impact our team with his mind, not just on a particular play, but with the development of a team. I mean, this team, we had three players on our roster last summer. Like three players, and it all gets put together with a new coaching staff, and for him to be a great partner with myself throughout the course of the year and building this thing, combined with the fact that he's able to go out at 35 years old and dominate the way he did and lead the league in assists for the first time in his career, it just gave me a whole new perspective of what I already knew was a great player. Just seeing it from this lens, it just changed it all for me.
Lakers head coach Frank Vogel is joining us. You know, Frank, I'm going to go back to your point in a moment that you just made, because I think that's really astonishing that you had three guys on that roster previously. But when we're talking about players and guys having amazing minds for the game, somebody else who comes to mind is Rajon Rondo. I mean, watching him and watching him do what he did in the bubble was amazing. What is it about him that makes him so special and so unique?
Well, there's a lot of similarities to what I just said about LeBron. His mind, his ability to see the game and, not only see it, but I've always felt that about Rondo, that he was just a step ahead of everybody else mentally on the floor. Like, even when he was a rookie or a second-year player with the Boston Celtics, playing with the Big Three, you know, you always felt like, as talented as those guys were, that Rondo was the engine. And, You know, you saw that play out at different spots throughout his career. Obviously, he bounced around the last 2 years, but you know, his ability to you know, to bring what he brings to our team this year was just a huge factor in us winning the championship this year.
You know, Frank, it seems to me it's one thing to have a bunch of new faces and then try to get everybody on the same page, especially in the midst of a global pandemic. But then when you think about the guys in question, for instance, there was that perception at one point that Rondo was not the easiest guy to coach. Dwight Howard had that reputation as well. Then you have Dion Waiters and you have J.R. Smith. I mean, guys who also allegedly were not the easiest guys to coach. And yet you were able to make all of this work. And from the outside, it seemed like the team chemistry was amazing. How would you explain that? How did that all come together?
Well, you know, I think it starts with our player leadership. You know, the tone that Anthony and LeBron set with their relationship with each other. You know, just sets an example for the way the rest of the guys should behave. And, you know, just discredit my coaching staff and my whole approach to coaching is it begins with relationship building and trust. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of those guys have in the past been difficult to coach. You know, I took it upon myself to make sure that was the top priority with all those guys to, you know, to build those relationships before we even – you know, really started getting into all the X's and O's of basketball, you know, to establish a relationship on a personal level. So I think those two factors, the relationship building of myself and my coaching staff, combined with the example that LeBron and Anthony set for, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished here, really just allowed for a successful team chemistry, you know, that was a big strength of ours in the bubble.
We're talking to Frank Vogel, the head coach of the LA Lakers, and we'll do so for a few more moments. You know, Frank, there was the pandemic, and then there was the bubble, but also the passing of Kobe Bryant. And from the outside, it seemed like Kobe and his spirit were at the center of this team. How would you describe how you and the team have dealt with his passing?
Yeah, well, we're all still devastated, you know, and on different levels. You know, that some had deeper personal relationships with him. You know, obviously the Lakers family that I just joined last year was with him for 20-plus years, and you know, it's still very hard to believe for all of us that he's not with us, that Gigi's not with us. But you could see and feel, I should say probably more feel, throughout this whole run, his presence with us. You know, like there were just multiple steps along the way that, you know, that just made us all believe that he was with us in spirit and guiding us through this very, very difficult season. And, you know, ultimately to the championship.
Frank, let me ask you this before you go. You and I have talked in the past, and we talked about your time in Kentucky working with Rick Pitino and how formative that was because, among other things, you learned about preparation, but you also learned how to coach elite players. Pitino knew that you would be perfect for LeBron, quote, because LeBron is going to know whether you know your stuff or not, end quote. So I'm kind of curious, how much did those early days at Kentucky prepare you for your entire NBA career and, in particular, this experience?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing that sticks out with that question is you know, the guys that we had there, Antoine Walker, Tony Delk, Ron Mercer, you know, these guys were the biggest names in college basketball at the time, and they were coached very, very hard by Coach Pitino at Kentucky.
Right.
There was a perception that it was all roses and positivity and all that stuff, and there was that, but they were pushed and coached extremely hard. And, you know, I think that was an early lesson in my career that, you know, that's the best way to get the most out of people is, you know, the great players always want to be coached hard and held to a high standard. And, you know, I carried that throughout my career, and this job with the Lakers was no different.
Hey, Frank, one last thought. I mean, you're not going to make it about you. You never have. You never will. But LeBron kind of did. In fact, what he said during a rather unusual time for the organization, since you were hired at an unusual time, during the trophy presentation, LeBron made a point, and he was emphatic when he said, quote, "We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Our coach wants his respect." And again, I know you're not going to make it about you, Frank, but is there any part of you that wants to say, okay, how about that? How about a little respect? How do you like me right now?
Yeah, I mean, it really isn't what drives me, but there is a little bit of an element of fuel when anybody doubts you as a competitor, you know, that you want to prove them wrong. And, you know, obviously this is my third coaching job. So, you know, I think all of us, like you said, Rob, LeBron, our whole team, you know, everybody finds ways to put a chip on their shoulder to carry an edge in this competitive environment. And I would say it's no different with me.
He is the LA Lakers head coach. First season with the team. He is a two-time head coach of the All-Star game, and he led them to a world championship. That makes 17 for the Lakers. Frank, we had to wait out that bubble. Everybody did. You took care of your business. So good to have you on this show, especially so quickly after emerging from the bubble. I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation, and congratulations to you, Frank.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Take care. Frank Vogel, so good to have him on. It was tough to get at certain people in the bubble. So I want to thank him, and I want to thank the Lakers for making that happen so quickly after the championship. Great to have him back. Really good conversation. So as I mentioned, today is a good day. Really good day. Off to a great start.